Think about the networks that bring us our internet, our TV, our phone service. I'm talking about physical infrastructure here, routers, cables, switches, transmitters, and other hardware. Several companies around the world make these parts. One of them is China's Huawei Technologies. But U.S. carriers that use Huawei's equipment may soon have to rip it out of their networks because of security concerns. The World's Lydia Emanalidou reports.
Laurel Highland Total Communications is this small telecom company based in Pennsylvania. Its CEO, Jim Kale, he told me that the company has always had a niche.
We started to provide phone service where the large carriers didn't want to serve.
He's talking about sparsely populated rural areas of the state. Laurel Highland still brings phone service to those areas. In fact, the landline Kale and I spoke on, it was a Laurel Highland line. But besides that, today the company also provides internet and cable TV. And if you look closely at the equipment that brings those services to customers, you'll find this one piece made by the Chinese company Huawei. Kale told me his company started using it about 5 years ago because Huawei's prices were really good.
In addition to that, it was a very large company, hungry to do business with a small company like ours. Generally, you have large carriers like that or large providers are not, you know, they don't have any interest if numbers are too small.
And so Kale went with Huawei. It seemed like the sensible business decision at the time, but not so much anymore.
We're talking about potentially having to rip and replace that equipment to swap it out with something else.
On Friday, the FCC, the Federal Communications Commission, is set to vote on a set of proposals targeting some carriers that use equipment made by Huawei and this other Chinese company called ZTE. It's not the big guys who use this equipment like AT&T, Verizon, Comcast, but small rural carriers like Kale's. If the proposals pass, about a dozen of them would have to remove the Chinese parts from their networks. And for Kale, that would cost about $1 million. And he says it would cause a major disruption because he'd have to pull off crews working on networks in other underserved areas of the state.
And then have them come back and retrench and swap out this equipment that's been perfectly reliable.
Perfectly reliable, according to Kale, but a major security threat, according to U.S. intelligence officials. They say the equipment has major vulnerabilities, backdoors that the Chinese government can use to enter networks undetected and spy on Americans and their businesses. This allegation that Huawei technology comes with major security risks, it started years before Trump took office. But under Trump, the U.S. government has embarked on an unprecedented campaign to keep Huawei out of U.S. networks and to get its allies to do the same. That campaign has focused mostly on 5G, the newest generation of mobile networks, an area where Huawei is considered an industry leader. Here's Josephine Wolf. She teaches cybersecurity policy at Tufts University.
I think there are so many different things kind of tied up together in this story that it's hard to say how much of this is about security and espionage, how much of this is about economic dominance and controlling the 5G standards and networks moving forward, how much of this is about sort of other trade issues.
I asked Wolf if she's seen compelling evidence coming from the U.S. government that proves that Huawei poses security risks.
So much of the intelligence, if it exists, has stayed classified about what these security threats are. So it's very hard for those of us outside government to really determine, are there actual, credible, serious current security threats coming out of Huawei? Or is this just about kind of the possibility of that happening in the future and the fear of China's economic growth?
What does worry Wolf and other security experts is the close relationship between China's government and its private sector and the power the Chinese government has to get access to private companies' data and systems. I put that concern to Andy Purdy, Huawei's chief security officer here in the U.S.
It's really a misstatement to say that Huawei has a particularly close relationship with the China government. There is nothing that they do or can do to force us to do anything, particularly where we don't have access to the kind of data that the U.S. government's worried about.
Purdy says what's happening here has less to do with Huawei and more to do with the current U.S.-China relationship. As for Jim Kale, the CEO of the small Pennsylvania telecom company, he feels caught in the middle.
You know, we're patriots. My allegiance is to my own country here. It's not to China. there truly was a risk, there truly was a threat, and show me the evidence here. We're not going to be jeopardizing our network just to make a buck.
So far, he hasn't seen that evidence. If he had, he told me, he would have ripped out the Huawei equipment from his network right away. For The World, I'm Lydia Emanuelidou.